time for our Wind Up Wednesday. If you just joined us, Una a couple of minutes ago told us that she's feeling a little bad about this one. Oh.
Yeah, so Niall got in touch with me and he wanted me to wind his sister-in-law up, Maureen. Now, Maureen is currently just back from a month in Australia. So I had a few ideas and yeah, I rang her and I gave her a terrible fright. Sorry, Maureen.
Let's see how you get on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Maureen Grumley?
It is indeed.
Hi, Maureen. My name is Aoife Kelly. I'm calling there from Customs and Biosecurity at Dublin Airport. How are you?
Good, not a bother.
Just to let you know, Maureen, this call is being recorded for compliance purposes. I just need to speak to you briefly, Maureen, about your return from Western Australia.
Okay.
So I'm just confirming you returned from Perth last week. You were there for approximately 4 weeks.
A little over 4 weeks, from the 28th to the 31st.
And can I ask, what was the reason for you travelling to Australia?
My daughter is over there.
I suppose, Maureen, really the purpose of this call is that Western Australia Biosecurity has notified us of a Category 3 biological risk associated with the recent venomous spider outbreak.
Okay.
You haven't seen anything unusual?
No, 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 no.
So you haven't,
no.
You haven't felt anything unusual?
No.
Okay, nothing at all. So this particular species is extremely small and barely visible to the naked eye. And
Okay. It
has a tendency to nest in soft fabrics, you know, socks, underwear, a bra, hairbrushes even.
Right.
So
Okay. Did
you pack your own suitcase?
I did.
You did? Okay.
I did indeed, yeah.
Have you unpacked?
Not really, no, because I haven't, no. Be honest.
Right. So, Maureen, as a precautionary measure, I'm going to have to ask you to enter temporary confinement for the next 5 to 6 days, possibly 7. And I'm going to ask you that you need to bring your suitcase with you. We're going to have to put that through the labs.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you an address that you have to go to. So I want you to just pack everything in the next couple of hours whenever you get yourself ready. I'll text you on all the information. And don't worry now, this isn't like a hospital thing. You'll just have to come on your own to quarantine centre where you'll remain for those days. Like, I suppose it's under house arrest, essentially. And you will also need to avoid lying flat on your back for the next 48 hours as well.
Okay. I have a big party on Saturday night, as in my own party.
I'm sorry to do this to you, Maureen, but like, you know, those little critters, you could be spreading them everywhere and it's just too dangerous. Can you not postpone it?
I'm not sure, but sure, look.
Yeah. You see, Maureen, if you haven't unpacked, you know, they could be all over your suitcase. Has anyone been in your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
My kids.
Okay, they might have to come into quarantine as well. I need to talk to my superiors now. For the next 48 hours, no lying on your back, because that's when the spiders tend to explore and visit crevices.
Okay.
But they're dangerous. Do you know what, Maureen? Who is a creepy crawly? And I'll tell you now, you're going to be very cross. Niall Dunn is a creepy crawly, because this is Una from iRadio and Niall put me up to this call.
Oh my God. I'm going to kill him.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God, you were so funny.
I'm going to kill him. Tell him that is so not funny. I'm nearly in tears.
Oh, Maureen, stop. I'm so, so sorry.
And I haven't opened the case, which is true. I haven't.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Good one. Good one.
Have a fabulous party. There's no creepy.
Oh, 3.5 minutes of her sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Well played, Una. Played that one very well. And that's a made-up job title as well,
isn't
it?
It's a made-up job title,
yeah. Oh, it sounded very real.
Don't lie on your back for 48 hours.
Poor thing. She's like, oh, okay.
The crevices.
Just pictured her there trying to go sleep later, like on her front. Kind of.
And she had her own birthday party, was it?
And she was going to postpone it. Yeah. No. If you have somebody in your life that could do with being wound up on a Wednesday, 087-1-102-107. Get in touch.
Hi mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.